There's a company called Viridity Energy based in Philadelphia, and it basically develops energy grid technology software, sort of smart technology that will be part of the energy grid of the future. She founded that company. Her partner in that company also founded another company called Ambark Transmission, which builds transmission lines as well as microgrids in the state. And microgrids are basically just sort of like mini sources of power that buildings or communities can use if the overall power grid goes down, or in times when there's a lot of demand, like during the summer, during heat waves. Well, Viridity, which our top regulator helped found and still owns shares in until my story came out last week, Viridity basically does the controls for those microgrids.
You just touched on this as to what sorts of projects they do have in front of the PSC right now.
The PSC basically says they don't have any in front of the state, but they're working on at least one in Brooklyn, a microgrid project there. And then Ambark is bidding for two transmission lines as well as a series of microgrid projects currently. Those projects have not been announced, the microgrids, but they're going to be likely worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The transmission lines could be worth billions. And Audrey Zeidman has recused herself from at least one of the transmission lines, saying that it could lead to the appearance of a conflict of interest. But there's a second transmission line that she has voted on, as well as these microgrid projects that Ambark has proposed.
And also, just as you mentioned, that she has since relinquished her interest in Viridity. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. After the story came out, she relinquished her interest in Viridity. After a reporter for Newsday back in April asked her about her relationship with Ambark, she immediately recused herself from that situation.
Now, does the PSC directly award contracts to build transmission lines and microgrids?
No, they sort of set the market for the way that those projects, the market in which those projects operate. So if you're setting the market, if you're establishing the market, you could potentially establish a market that benefits one company over another, depending on their specialty.
Has Chairwoman Zivelman, has she done anything illegal as far as you can tell?
We're not saying in the story that she did anything illegal. We're just saying basically what the story does is just sort of lays out a series of relationships. It's actually a violation of the state ethic laws to even have the appearance of a conflict of interest.
Now, the project known as Reforming the Energy Vision, or REV, is often described as a complete overhaul of New York's electric grid. What is the PSC's role in that project?
Well, they're sort of overseeing the entire thing, so they have the lead role on that. So they're basically looking at many different facets of the energy grid, and they want to incorporate more renewable projects. They want to make it more efficient. They want to reduce energy demand. There's a lot of waste in the current energy grid, and they want to sort of help shift it away from fossil fuels towards more, smaller sources of energy, which include microgrids. This project, that Ambark, again, founded by Zeidman's business partner, former business partner, is bidding for microgrid projects, which are part of this REV proceeding. The day after the story ran, the chairwoman did release a letter through her attorney saying that she had cut all ties with Viridity. She claimed the ties weren't worth anything and that she was cutting them all anyways.